Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And Jim joins us now. Jim, Tennessee and Vanderbilt tonight in Knoxville. It's 17.5. What do you think?
Well, I will say that when they met at Memorial, you know, last month, I guess, I expected to be pretty one-sided that night, and it was obviously a pretty close game. And hook and hold call from Vandy winning, I think. I don't think it's going to be that close tonight. Tennessee obviously got a good team. Vanderbilt struggling. I'll be surprised if it's close, but 17.5 still sounds a little bit high.
Let me start with this as we get ready for the NFL draft. Jonathan Hutton has a great event coming up as a part of his campaign for Man of the Year for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And it's John McClain presents an evening with Amy, Titans owner Amy Adams Strunk. That's going to be awesome. It's April 18th at the Bell Tower. She doesn't do a whole lot of this. This is really cool.
Yeah, it is cool, and it's well-timed. I mean, right before the draft, I don't know if she's necessarily going to be giving away any secrets on who the team's picking.
when you're picking
at 19, or maybe she ought to say she's going to, and that'll increase the crowd even more. But, you know, when you're picking at 19, obviously you're at the mercy of teams in front of you. But it's a great event. You know, certainly Johnson's doing a great job raising money and awareness. You know, John McClain has put on these dinners before and has always had a star-studded cast to be there, and people that have attended those leave with a great deal of information. It's certainly an off-the-record event. I mean, so what's said at some of these, you're not supposed to leave the room, but you can gain some insight, and you're certainly going to get a greater appreciation for what she does and how she handles herself. If you've been around, you obviously know. I know you guys have all been around. You know how how great she is in dealing with people. So it ought to be a fun event, and hoping I'm going to be able to go myself.
Hutton1045.com is how you can get more information, a night where fans can purchase a ticket and hear stories about Titans football past and present from Amy Adams Strunk. John McClain will host the event, and he will join the show at 4:45. Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, any other Steelers out there people asking you about, will they be a Titan?
I don't get the Le'Veon Bells like I do the Antonio Browns.
Yeah.
every time something comes up about him, you know, it's another flurry of tweets or questions in the mailbag, and I say the same thing every time. I mean, every team, when you're looking at Antonio Brown, has to, you know, they'll do their homework, and there's no question he's a great player and he's a game changer, and he can change the look of an offense. But with that is coming, you know, he brings with him, you know, some baggage, and you know, the Steelers are not going to let him go because he can't play. I mean, it's just dealing with everything else that goes with it. I'm sure John Robinson, you know, doing his due diligence on him, just like he is every other free agent that is going to be available next month. But you know, I'm a little skeptical of whether it would happen here. No, I do think there's a need. I think there's a need from a veteran standpoint too, but not sure that's the guy you want showing your youngsters the way. But we'll see.
Speaking of free agents, obviously the league year about to come to an end. Titans have a long list of guys, but they're like Arakpo, who's retired, and Morgan, who's had a great career, but maybe he's getting close to the end. There are some guys' names on that list, though, Jim, like Luke Stocker, Pam Phil, who played well when he got a chance. Spain, who's been a starter. Do you see them maybe starting to make some deals with some of those guys?
Well, I think you certainly, you maybe talk to those guys in advance of them becoming unrestricted free agents and see if you can work something out. I mean, and sometimes it takes those guys getting into the market to realize their worth. I think certainly a couple of those guys on that list are candidates for a return. You know, whether it's a 1 or 2 year deal or maybe something else. And then obviously, you know, I think something else John Robinson's done in the past is looked at guys who might be players that you want to maybe negotiate some kind of an extension with and yeah. and see if anything can be done there. That doesn't necessarily have to be done now. That can be done, you know, down the road. But those are the things you look at here as you turn toward the 2019, you know, calendar year.
Well, that's a long list of dudes whose contracts are up after next year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from your quarterback to your running back to Kevin Byard. I mean, it's a bunch of people.
Yeah, and I think you certainly have some candidates here. I think what people got to keep in mind, I mean, because I heard somebody talking the other day saying, well, Jayon Brown's one of those guys where, you know, you ought to look at extending a guy like that while he's cheap. Well, rules have changed now where, you know, you can't extend a guy with just 2 years in the league. I mean, they got to be in the league for 3 years on that rookie contract. So he's not available to do something that with, but some other guys obviously are.
Yeah. I read the mailbag every time it drops. I'm always interested in that. And a lot of people ask you about potential O-line moves. And that seems to come up more as a free agency question than a draft question to me, it seems like. But I would ask you this. Could a couple of guys on the roster like Dennis Kelly and maybe even Corey Levin work their way into being full-time solutions on that offensive line?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to be in the mix. I mean, I think Levin definitely made great strides in his second season. I mean, Vrabel's complimented him. I think John Robinson obviously has complimented him as well. I think he's going to be a factor in there. Whether Kelly is, I mean, that's a popular line of questions, as you mentioned, Mickey. And he's so valuable as a swing guy to play a number of positions. And while, you know, he's good enough to be in your starting five, I think you have to have a guy like that who can do a number of things. I personally think that helps coming there and free agency, or, you know, and or the draft, you know, how many times it's hit. I'm curious to see myself, but I do think the guys you mentioned, you know, are candidates, but there's going to be company there. I mean, there's going to be some new faces in the competition.
Franchise tag, transition tags, people can start that process today through March 5th. We've asked you about that before. You still don't anticipate anything happening there?
I don't. It's been a long time since the Titans used that tag. I think I saw maybe somebody tweet out this morning, you know, maybe Field Yates, about how the Titans and Texans have gone the longest without using the franchise tag. And I just, you know, look at guys on that list, and I just don't think there's anybody that's really fits what you're looking for maybe for that tag.
I don't think we talked about this during your last visit with us, but I really like the article at Titans Online where you talked to Warren Moon, and he basically gave some advice and weighed in about Marcus Mariota. I thought that was fascinating stuff.
Yeah, he was really good, and he pays attention with, you know, what's going on with this franchise, and he's you know, he was complimenting Marcus, and you know, and I asked a number of questions about Marcus, and including whether this is a make or break season for him, and he certainly wasn't going down that road, and said there's still time for the two sides to kind of figure things out, but it's getting closer that time. And he, you know, from a on the field standpoint, you know, obviously, like everybody else, he wants to see him take more chances downfield, wants him to complete more passes downfield, feels like he needs to put up bigger touchdown numbers. And this is a guy that watches Russell Wilson on a regular basis while being in Seattle. But what else, something else he said that I thought was among the most interesting things is just from a size and strength standpoint, thinks that Marcus could benefit from bulking up a little bit and adding, you know, 10, 12 pounds to his frame just to kind of reduce his chances of getting injured and also to maybe give him a little bit more confidence to hang in there in the pocket and to feel like you're sturdier when you've got the ball in your hand. So I thought he had some really insightful comments, and this is a guy who cares about the organization. I've got another piece coming out with him, I think, tomorrow, just talking about you know, Amy Adams Strunk and her, how much she's kind of meant to the former Oilers by keeping them involved. And so this is an organization that he's still very interested in. And I thought he had some good insight on Marcus again.
Couple of months away from the draft, and I read on TitansOnline.com your piece about Mel Kiper and what he had to say about it. This really stuck out to me. The NFL and the city are expecting crowds approaching 300,000 for the weekend in an area organizers are calling the largest festival footprint ever for an NFL draft.
Yeah, and you know, you factor in the crowd, and that's probably 100,000 a day for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then you factor in Jimmy Buffett has a concert that weekend. You factor in the marathon that weekend. You factor in the potential for a Predators playoff game. And you factor in all the bachelorette parties that are in town as well. I mean, so Nashville, I mean, has it going, and it's going to be quite an event. And I did talk to Matt Shapiro from the league when I was at Pro Bowl just about the footprint, as you mentioned. And I've been to these drafts in Dallas and Philadelphia, Chicago, and they've done it well, and it's been unique. But Nashville does have such a big area, not only up and down Broadway and up First Avenue, where a lot of these stages are going to be set up, and where a lot of these holding areas are going to be set up for prospects and for media, but across the river, as you guys know, by Nissan Stadium is going to be packed with festivities. So it's going to be a heck of an event, a heck of a weekend. You mentioned Kiper. I think this is draft number 36, he said, for him, and said when it was announced that it was going to be in Nashville that, you know, all kinds of friends and people at ESPN said, hey, I'm definitely making this trip. So it's a destination city as it is, but you add the draft to it in April in the South, should be pretty exciting.
Good stuff, Jim. People can read that piece and others, TitansOnline.com. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a good one.